A lot of the controversy over charter schools has focused on how they affect school funding or how much they help struggling students. But when parent Steve Nesich testified before the Seattle School Board about Initiative 1240, he didn't want to talk about any of that.
I'm opposing 1240 for many reasons, but the main one is because of its trigger provision.
Nesich is talking about a part of the initiative that would let some neighborhood schools convert into charter schools.
This trigger would permit just 51% of any school's parents or just 51% of any school's teachers to immediately convert it into a charter, and there is no process specified for appeal or means of reversal.
So does that really reflect what would happen if voters approve I-1240? Opponents like Melissa Westbrook say it's a definite possibility.
Well, I personally call the conversion charter the poison pill of this initiative.
Westbrook is a Seattle blogger and chair of the No on 1240 campaign.
This would be the harshest conversion charter in the entire country.
What do you mean harsh?
Well, in other states, it normally applies to a failing school. In this case, it's any existing school, whether it is failing or not.
Washington's measure is also unusual in that it lets either parents or teachers approve the conversion, and they get to keep the school district's building rent-free. But Shannon Campion, a spokeswoman for the initiative, says there are plenty of safeguards.
This notion that a group of parents or teachers come together and then you automatically open up a charter school is false. It's just completely false. They ought to put forward a quality application that's just as good as anybody else's. And part of that application process is demonstrating public support for the conversion.
So it would be impossible, she says, to ram through a charter conversion without much wider backing. And their application would have to include plans for finances, transportation, academics, just like everyone else's.
There's also a public forum that's a required part of the application process, where then the public, parents, anybody else can voice their opinions.
So it's not like there'd be no opening for opposition to make their case.
Absolutely. I mean, people do it all the time.
It's not clear exactly how much input opponents would have or how widely the charter backers would have to publicize their petition. So I wanted to get a sense of how it's worked out in other states that have similar laws.
My name is Vanessa Romo. I'm an education reporter in Los Angeles at KPCC.
And don't I know you're from somewhere?
You might. I actually used to work at KPLU. I was a business and labor reporter up there.
In Vanessa's new home of California, the charter school law has a conversion provision, and recently they passed another separate parent trigger law. That lets a majority of parents take over a failing school and, if they want, convert it to a charter.
It has been a bit of a rocky road, and this parent trigger law especially has been really contentious.
Leading the school takeover charge in California has been a group called Parent Revolution.
They have a lot of money behind them, and they target schools that they see are failing, where they feel they can get a groundswell of parents who would be in favor of this petition. And, you know, this is all seen as like parent empowerment.
So would a group like that make waves in Washington the way it has in California? There are key differences between the trigger law and I-1240, but it could be a glimpse at future battle lines. And then there's another twist, as charter opponent Melissa Westbrook explains.
It's possible that you could have a group of teachers or a group of parents who are unhappy with some situation at the school saying, if you don't give us what we want, district, we're going to sign a petition and flip this school.
In other words, the conversion clause could give parents or teachers leverage. That would mean even groups that don't like charter schools, like, say, teachers' unions, could have a new big fat bargaining chip. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.